Uh-oh, on a local music Thursday on the Gilly Sharp Show. Yeah, that's her name. Uh-oh. And a shout out to Jenny for sending this one over to us. Some new music here on the local music Thursday. And this song is called Time Zone off of their album Stay Close, which was released in 2019. They also have some newer stuff. They just released an EP as well called Joe and Mari Sing the Hits. It's absolutely really, really good. A good sound, a good, nice mix. They're up to date on Facebook as well. Uh-oh, UHOH on a local music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
All right, welcome back into the phones we go. Let's first start with Jason. Jason, thanks for the call. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show on The Zone.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, Urban Meyer, I remember when he was coaching at Utah, and he got a job at Florida, and there was serious questions about if his spread option would work in the SEC. And he won a national title in year two, I think. Him and Nick Saban really turned around the SEC because, back in 2006, they were not where they are now, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a pretty good situation. It seems like, I mean, when you're a successful coach like him, you can pick and choose your paycheck. You can pick and choose your roster and, he's going to get Trevor Lawrence as quarterback, and that's why he's going to Jacksonville. If they didn't have the number one pick, he would not be going there.
He does. He does have a track record, Jason, of jobs that he has taken either at Florida or Ohio State. He walks in and he inherits a pretty good quarterback, pretty good quarterback situation. The thing that, you know, outside of Saban not, you know, introducing himself to Drew Brees. I think with college coaches in the NFL, that they have success in college and they can go and get basically whoever they want. In this case, when you're drafting, you only get one pick essentially per round. So you have to make that kind of adjustment. I think what Urban will do in kind of his last go-around of his career, I think he'll surround himself with some really good player personnel people and some really good NFL-type assistant coaches, whether they've had experience in the NFL, but they were in college or vice versa.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see who he does hire. And also the general manager, is he going to be making all the general manager?
Oh yeah. I think decisions? I think that's probably one of the things that is the selling point is you're not only the head coach, but you'll be able to make the decision on who your general manager is.
Full control. Probably kind of like Chip Kelly was down in Philly.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, when I turned on the radio, I heard you guys talking about Betty
White.
Betty White, is it her birthday today?
Yes, 99.
Oh, that's cool because today is my birthday.
Oh, okay. So happy birthday, Jason.
I had to confirm. Yeah, thanks. I had to confirm if me and Betty White had the same birthday. So, but that's all I had. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. I guess we'll just let it go. She is 99.
Yeah.
I think her birthday is this weekend.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's close enough.
You turn 99, you can celebrate whenever you want.
Legitimately.
Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't look 99.
She doesn't. To be honest with you, I haven't seen an updated picture.
Well, she really hasn't changed.
She legitimately has
not. Not much since the Golden Girls. If you look at Urban Meyer's place in football, his national championships, he would elevate himself even more if he did go to Jacksonville and won the Golden Prize. Mm-hmm. But the other part of the Urban Meyer impact on football. He is one of the most influential figures in the history of the Big Ten. There's Woody Hayes. There's Bo Schembechler. Urban Meyer is one of the most influential people in the history of the Big Ten. To what we have in the Big Ten right now, with the attention to recruiting, that the Rose Bowl is not the end-all, be-all, and let's spend money on staffs and facilities, is Urban Meyer coming from the SEC to the Big Ten and looking around and going, hello, hello? And as a result, he's changed the Big Ten. He's changed it for the better. Can you imagine what it would have been like to go through, let's say Urban Meyer was still at Ohio State and the Big Ten wasn't going to play? Ryan Day spoke up at the brand of college football, Ohio State. But what if Urban Meyer was there and they said, we're not playing football? You already know what his comments were like. Remember that day when they announced that they were not going to play football and he was on the Big Ten Network? Yeah, he's to me, is one of the most influential figures of all time in the Big Ten. Let's finish the hour with Kurt. Kurt, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are we doing, Gary?
Good, Kurt.
I'm not really sure to ask this question, but with the transfer portal, I feel like in Nebraska, as fans, we have a 10-foot view, and we feel like, you know, we have an exorbitant amount of kids that jump in the transfer portal compared to all the other schools.
Mm-hmm.
Since you kind of have more of a 30,000-foot view, do you feel like that's true? And if it is, do you feel like the schools that don't have a lot of transfers is because of what? Consistency, consistent winning seasons. They were recruited, like they were the right recruits for the right program. Like I'm fascinated as to when these kids transfer, what the real reason is. Because I feel like we get a glossed over version as to what's really going on. I don't know why I've been so curious about it lately, but those are some questions.
Kurt, thanks for the call. We got to take a break. We're up against it. Those are two really good questions. I'll answer it on the other side. Brody Deron is coming at 1. We do love ourselves some free agency. But that's a great question. Because I've thought about the same thing. But I know why around here the attention towards the portal compared to other places. Because if you look at some other programs, they lose some significant players into the portal. I mean, we went nuts over Wandale Robinson, and rightfully so. But there are some programs that they have a Wandale Robinson-type player that goes into the portal every year. It's a great question. Kurt, we'll get to that coming up next.